This is VOA News. Kiev remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel launched more airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip, while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant and wounding seven more people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges, leaving behind a massive amount of concrete slabs. Israel warned the building's residents ahead of time of the impending attack, forcing them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. There were no reports of casualties. The United Nations said it had been actively involved in mediation efforts to try to end the violence. In the meantime, the UN said it was able to send dozens of fuel trucks, but no other assistance from its relief agency into Gaza. The world body has voiced concern about Israeli strikes hitting civilian infrastructure in Gaza, along with the central COVID-19 testing lab and other health facilities. Hundreds of protesters marched to the heavily guarded U.S. embassy in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read "Free Palestine," demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia is the world's most popular Muslim-majority nation. It does not have formal diplomatic relations with Israel, and there's no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran on Tuesday to burn an American flag, demonstrating their support for Palestinians. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Hezbollah. VOA News.